So now, ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking? Thank you.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, this is the Hound. I'm back. This is WFMU, East Orange, and we have a real cavalcade of entertainment for you today.
Yeah, a veritable bonanza, folks.
Yep. Anyway,
As far as the State of the Vibe report goes, the cold hard facts of broadcasting are that Roscoe didn't get the time change right and called about an hour ago, apparently.
Yeah, we missed it, but you probably heard it. I think Gerald went through with it.
Did he?
No, he's supposed to call back in 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
Believe me, I'm really counting on him. No, what we have here today is... Il Bruch is here, Mr. T is here, Dee Dee and Andy the bartender went out for a ride, but the big news, we have Ronnie Dawson, the blonde bomber from Dallas,
woo!
King of rock and roll as we know it, and we'll be bringing him up after this next set, and he'll be at Maxwell's tonight in Hoboken. We have tickets to give away, Todd? Or?
Yes, we do.
Okay, we have some really stupid questions. We've already thought about this already.
Yeah, we've given this a tremendous amount of stupid
what did
thought.
We hear, the instrumental set? From the top to the bottom, Wilbert Harrison, send that one out to Todd, with Mickey Baker with Florida Special. King Curtis and the Monkey Shout, Memphis Slim and Matt Guitar Murphy with Guitar Cha-Cha, Edgar Blanchard with Let's Get It, and the Upsetters with Wake Up. And we're also going to do the news. So we might have a State of the Vibe report from Switzerland, our boy on the road, Roscoe.
Yeah, better early than never.
And the State of the Vibe reports have been pitiful lately.
doesn't that qualify as like airing your laundry on air?
Yeah, that's what we do best.
Yeah, that's true.
Cheap shots at easy targets who are far away.
Yep.
But we have Ronnie Dawson here. We'll be playing a lot of his records, and we got
the Blonde Bomber.
Got a lot of Dallas area
counting down to the
rock
big show
and roll
tonight.
Stuff. And let's just get into it and get ourselves set up. Big request item lately. Dug it out. Fred Mick and his Kingsmen.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
this year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
When the step up girls take off your shoes, I'm gonna give you a little lesson in the rhythm and blues. Well, I love what you know what it's all about. So let's get out of the grid of the show. Now the heartbeat of all this about the G is the move ahead exactly of all you feel.
Well, I've got a feel to be nothing slow for Something that'll take me there and back. Hear me? I said it'll take me there and back. It ain't gonna be no fun being rich if it ain't action back. Hear me? Action back. Well, a chick who's gonna move me, well, she must be gay and sweet. Well, two arms made for loving, a lot of rhythm in her feet. Hear me? I said rhythm in her feet. No squares ever tag along just to be near this cat.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That's right. This is the Hound, and this is WFMU. East Orange. What did we just hear?
We'll the Von Bomber, his bad self.
Well, we'll take it from the top this time.
Okay.
Fred Mick and his Kingsmen with "Baby, What Do You Want Me to Do?" by request. The Versatones with "Bila." Jet Powers, another Texan. PJ Proby. That's "Go Girl Go." He heard that getting played on the radio, and the DJ was making fun of it. He went down to the station and punched out the DJ on the air.
So you struggling musicians. There's.
All right, Paola in reverse. The Daylighters with "Madhouse Jump," and that last thing was Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber, and Action Packed. And he's with us here today, and he's got a new record out, which we'll be hearing in a second. Ronnie, you want to come in here? We can do all the news and all that stuff later. Let's get to the meat of the show. We'll get to the good part first, because generally everybody listens to the end of the show.
I ran out here, you know.
You ran out here?
Yeah. No, I didn't even have anybody to chase me.
From Hoboken or from Dallas?
There.
From Dallas. Fine-tuned adjustments.
So you're in town plugging your new record. Got a lot of rhythm.
Yeah, Jim.
Still a lot of rhythm.
Still a lot of rhythm.
No hit records in a interesting packaging.
That sounds fishy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Breathtaking packaging job there.
And a lack of songwriting credits. But outside of that, it is a great album.
Yeah, it is pretty great.
And this was done in England last year.
Yes.
Right? And it sounds exactly like the old stuff, pretty much. Even with the English guys, it's astounding.
So,
for those of you unfamiliar with Ronnie Dawson, he's been on the show twice before, but if you didn't catch it, we'll go back through the years. Recorded Action Packed and Rock and Bones in 1958 in Dallas.
Yeah, 57 or 58.
First one on the Backbeat label, which is a subsidiary of Duke Peacock, the R&B label. And the second one for Rockin' Records, and that was covered by Elroy Dietzel and his Rhythm Bandits. Yeah. And again by the Cramps in the late 70s, I think. 1980. Something like that. Anyway, yeah. That's the worst of the three versions anyway. And then ended up as under the name of Commonwealth Jones, making records for Columbia and other labels.
Mm-hmm.
And then years as a studio drummer for Major Bill Smith and doing session work and commercials. And now... rediscovered and back playing rock and roll. Are you headed to England again?
Monday.
This is a stopover. So you play these like British festivals, right?
Well, this particular trip we're doing, the main thing we're doing is a Carl Perkins show over there on the 1st.
Where's that at?
It's going to be in London. I'm not sure about the place where it's a club, I think, but it's a big place, a garden of some kind.
So there is a huge audience over there for rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to make a record over there. Two albums, which is something he never had out in this country, but there's two albums. The first one is all old material with all the classics, Rockin' Bones, Action Pack, Doo-Doo-Doo, and that's called Rockin' Bones on the No Hit label. Mm-hmm. And then this album, New Recordings, which showcases your guitar work to great avail. And this is such a great album. These songs, who picked these songs? Mostly you and Barney?
Yeah.
Just sat down, because there's some...
He put a bunch of them down on tape, and they're all old, you know, old 30-year-old songs. That's why there's no writer's credits on them, because all the publishing is expired anyway. Yeah, everybody's dead.
Mm. You know. Yeah, that's a pretty great selection. There's some R&B songs, Eddie Clearwater's...
Yeah, we talked about that last year.
Hillbilly Blues, that's one of my favorites on the album.
Yeah.
Well, we got queued up here. Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you about before I forget it? You went to the same Bible college as Jerry Lee Lewis.
Some say, yeah.
That's the Waxahachie...
Southwestern Bible Institute, yeah, in Waxahachie. Yeah, he got thrown out, too. We both...
You got thrown out?
Yeah, we got thrown
out. So were you in there at the same time Jerry Lee was?
I got thrown out for smoking. Smoking cigarettes. Smoking cigarettes. We didn't have anything. Nobody had anything.
What did Jerry get thrown out for?
We didn't have any tables or anything to smoke. Table edges, tennis shoes to smoke then. Yeah.
So after getting thrown out of Bible college, that's when you started singing rock and roll?
Yeah, I actually had started before.
I know why Jerry Lee got thrown out. He got thrown out for playing a Barrelhouse version of My Lord Is Real for Assembly.
Something like that. I never did hear quite what it was, but that on the third or fourth floor of this building, it was a big old building, and it had about 10 little booths with pianos in them, and he had torn up every one of them.
Wow.
From one time or another.
This idea of going to Bible college, did you think about preaching or anything like that?
No, I'll tell you, Jim, the only reason I went, my mom went to Assembly of God Church, so I was raised in Assembly of God Church. Rock and roll and that kind of music is real close, it really is.
We have the Assembly of God loop here, we can put that behind us.
It's Pentecostal,
yeah.
Holy
Roller.
Yeah, Holy Roller.
See, so Holy Roller, yeah. Rock and roll,
wait,
that's close.
We got the Holy Roller background music here.
Yeah, put it on. And I went to a lot of black
churches. That just sounds exactly like rock and roll guitar playing. This is a black Assembly of God church.
Yeah. So it's real close, you know. But I didn't actually know Jerry Lee at all. I never had really met him, but I...
Well, he'd be like 5 or 6 years older than you,
right? Yeah, a little bit older than I was. But I think he had left there about 6 months before I had gotten there. But the real reason I went was to graduate in 3 years. See, I could go out there. They had a high school there. They had a high school and junior college and a Bible college. So I went to high school. I could have went out there that year, my junior year, and I could have graduated in 3 years.
Good thinking. And your old pal Dale Hawkins is a preacher now, right?
Is he preaching now?
I believe he is.
Someone said it. Billy Miller told me that he was on the air. He was counseling people that...
He was running a suicide hotline, right. Which unfortunately his ex-guitar player Roy Buchanan didn't have the number,
unfortunately.
Yeah, it could have saved him.
Yeah, maybe he could have called him. Or maybe he did call him. Maybe that's why he...
he was in prison. I don't think they let you make long-distance calls from...
Loudoun County Jail.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That was in Fairfax?
Yeah.
Well, Dale's a sweetheart. He, I was going to call him. I wanted to call him up and go through the whole bit, tell him I was thinking about committing suicide and see if he would have recognized me.
We can do that. You got the number?
I wish we could. I wish I had the number.
Billy Miller, if you're out there and you have the phone number, call us, maybe we'll call Dale Hawkins
at the
suicide hotline. We got this thing queued up. This is from your new LP. Still a lot of rhythm. It's a Hank Williams tune, Fool About You.
Yeah.
And let's hear this one right now.
Okay.
Like a hog rooting under the fence, like Bobby refused, it ain't got no sense. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you. Now I'm gonna get gone. We fight, we fuss like a dog and a cat. I tell you right now, I had plenty of that. I had a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you. Well, I said I could leave if you didn't change. Maybe it's time for me to rearrange. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you. I'm getting sick and tired of the same old book. I tell you right now, Lord, I'm starting to look. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you. I've been a fool about you. Now I'm gonna get gone. I've been a fool about you.
want it free. You said I'm the only one. I say, well, you can't drive me, got to tie me down.
Show under a handicap, friends. I'm in my weird beard straitjacket. Got my hands tied behind my back. Sure, got my tongue locked right here in my throat. Got my head on backwards.
And those other stations said...
They said it couldn't be done. They said nobody could do it.
Hold it. Stop the music. What couldn't be done?
A cigarette like this, my friend. L&M. They said you'd never get the real taste of fine, natural tobacco through a filter that brings you smoke truly low in tar.
Well, how'd they do it?
With the modern, the famous free-drawing Miracle Tip. A filter so advanced that L&M can use the light, mild, premium quality tobaccos you've got to have for full, rich tobacco taste.
L&M is low in tar with more taste to it. L&M, don't settle for any other. Low tar, more taste. Don't settle for one without the other, L&M.
Dick Cliff proudly presents the KLIF Swingin' Outta Summer Spectacular Dancing Show Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight at Dallas Memorial Auditorium, starring Johnny Crawford, plus Chris Jensen, Sharon Strauss, Jimmy Velvet, and featuring Jimmy Clanton with the Scotty McKay Big Band, plus many other stars. Tickets 50 cents available at most Dallas record shops or KLIF. Get yours now.
Yeah, baby, there's going to be the Weird Beard in person. Now, Saturday night, tickets 50 cents at Ray's Music Shop at 129 East Main in Grand Prairie.
Ain't it Grand Prairie?
Why don't you drop on by and pick up your tickets out in Grand Prairie for 50 cents? I know that's a lot of money, but if you need a loan, I'll be more than happy to. Hey, that's a blast, honey. And right now, from 1190, this is the Weird Beard.
K-L-I-F 1190.
Here is this night's bullseye.
Make her mine, all mine. Hey, hey, baby, I wanna know if you'll be my girl.
When you turned and walked away,
that's when I won't say, come on, baby, give me a word. My girl. Hey, hey, hey.
meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, this is The Hound, and we're sitting here with Ronnie Dawson and Neil Bruce. And that was Bruce Channel with Hey Baby, a record that Ronnie Dawson played drums on in his years as a session pounder. How did you get that drum sound? One mic overhead, right?
Well, I was telling Bruce, I think it might have been one mic overhead and with an electro voice maybe sitting down by the rim of the drum.
It's a great sound.
Yeah.
You know, regardless, I don't know. You know, the engineer did it, so, you know,
so
he usually set it up.
How long did you play drums for?
Oh, probably about 2 or 3 years altogether.
Then you're on Hey Paula?
Hey Paula, yeah. That was the biggest selling record of both of those.
Mm.
And you remember The Last Kiss by
Frank Wilson? You're on that one, too?
Yeah.
So you're on all the major Bill Smith productions.
Yeah.
You're not on any legendary Stardust Cowboys records, are you?
I don't think so. I don't think he used the drummer. He probably sang the drum parts.
Well, T-Bone Burnett is going around claiming he was the drummer on that one record, Paralyzed, with the drum solo, but I don't believe it.
Well, he could have been. T-Bone was a pretty talented fella, you know.
He's just one of those guys. He invented that modern studio drum sound that I hate.
Yeah.
He's using his powers for evil these days.
Well, I mean, but I was talking about before he went wrong, mm-hmm. you know, in his funky days.
Yeah. And that's also where the Beatles definitely stole their one harmonica riff from. That's Delbert McClinton.
Delbert. He and Commonwealth Jones got together for a while.
Is he on any of your records? That wasn't him on Tied Down, was it?
Yeah.
That was him?
Yeah.
Oh, so that was that Tied Down. We heard that before that. That's a kind of a blues thing. What year is that from?
61. I think it was right. I think it was before Hey Baby. It might have been before Hey Baby that we did that stuff.
That was right in the middle of sort of the Bobby Rydell era, huh?
Uh-huh. I think so.
Mm.
Well, 61. Actually, 60 was, they started to kind of fade out a little bit, but 61, I think, or 2 is when that was made.
Actually, you sort of went through a mini Bobby Rydell era on Swan Records.
Yeah.
With some
Teen Idol action there?
Yeah, he took my guitar away.
Mm-hmm. Gave you a big suit, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, give him big suit. But mostly the horn players. You know, we had horn players on the records, which I'd never worked with before.
Ain't that a kick in the head? And Hazel.
Yeah. And then the second cut was The Summer's Coming and Decided by the Angels.
Mm.
With violins.
Too bad they didn't get you the guys who played on the Freddie Cannon records, Kenny Paulson and Roy Buchanan.
Yeah, right.
They're good. And we opened that up, that little setup with Fool About You, a Hank Williams tune that Ronnie does in a rocked up style.
Yeah, I wanted to tell
you, famous for
Jim, that there's two of those songs on there that I know. One of them was written by a good friend of mine in my hometown, Bad Case of a Broken Heart.
Mm.
Is on there. He wrote that, a guy named Buck O'Daniel. And let's see. Another one was Rockin' Dog. Rockin' Dog is written by a fellow named Jim Heath in Dallas.
That's a good one. Yeah, we heard that last week. We'll be playing that one again.
There.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, and we did that for you, man.
Great. we brought was a whole bunch of records by people that you probably know from the Dallas area.
Let's see. I forgot what I brought.
Johnny Carroll.
Sure.
Groovy Joe Poovey.
Sure.
Sid King and his 5-string.
Oh, I saw Sid a month ago.
Really?
Sure.
Is he still a barber?
Oh, yeah.
Really? He has a barber shop?
He goes, every time I go, he looks at me, but he looks at my hair. You know, he don't look at you in the eyes. Sid looks at your hair when he talks to you.
The mark of a professional.
By the way, for those of you...
He just doesn't talk it, he walks it, you know?
For those of you who haven't seen Ronnie Dawson live, he has the same hairdo that he had back then, a flat top with fenders, and
he's going to get jealous looks from Carl Perkins when you make it over to England.
He is the blonde bottom. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You could really steal the show by, like, maybe getting us some fishing...
Just giving it
fishing.
A yank, you know, to prove it's everybody.
No, just get some fishing line. And get up in the lights.
I got some friends that would do that.
Some Velcro on the end of a rope.
Yeah, right.
Later, Carl.
Scotty McKay would do that. He would do that. You know, you were talking about. I heard his name mentioned.
Oh, right, the Scotty McKay. He owes you some money?
Well, no, he still owes everybody. You know, when it mentioned Scotty McKay's big band is going to be backing everybody up on this show.
Mm.
Well, he still owes them for that show.
Well, you had a manager now back in Dallas who managed the Von Erich brothers.
Yeah, Ed McNamara.
And various other wrestlers, Killer Kowalski.
Did he manage Killer Kowalski? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They used to have, we used to do our TV show right next to, we used to go on right after the wrestlers.
And the same fellow also managed Escarita.
Yes, and Gene.
And Gene Vincent for a while, who was based out of Dallas for quite a few years. Dallas seemed to be a hopping place.
And Dale, too.
We got some records here by Billy Taylor, who's, I guess, was from Dallas, somewhere in the Dallas area.
Yeah.
And
Gene Summers.
Gene Summers, right, Straight Skirts, which you also recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, I brought a record. Supposedly you recorded this, but it was never released, a version of Roscoe Gordon's Chicken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you think Barney will ever get around to putting that out?
Yeah, because he likes it. He mentioned putting it out. I'm surprised it wasn't on the album because he said he liked that one from the very first. But
yeah, evidently they
had... He was busy working on the cover art.
These cuts to use.
Yeah.
Barney, if you're listening by a shortwave, there it is.
Yeah. Anyway, we got one queued up now. This is a Bob Luman tune that you recorded. It's from the movie Carnival Rock.
Yeah, we don't read it. No one ever knows about this song, if he even wrote the song or not. We weren't able to find out.
It never came out.
There's not a record of it.
Well, there's a record of it now. It came out in Germany about 3 months ago.
Did it?
Yeah, on an album called Carnival Rock by Bob Luman.
Well, they just took it off the film, you think?
I don't know how they did it, honestly. They put out the two volumes of early Bob Luman.
It's Bob with, like, James Burton and those guys that Ricky Nelson bought?
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of good instrumentals on there, too, mm-hmm. James Burton. But this is Ronnie Dawson's version of This Is the Night. Then we're going to play some of this Dallas rock and roll trash, and we'll be back with Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber.
Rockin' and rollin', beat the kissin' and a hug. Yeah, rock. I'd rock. rock. Hard rock. Well, let's rock and roll tonight. Well, wrap your arms around this frame. Cat, you should already know this game. Hard rock. Hard rock. Hard rock. When we rock, baby, hold me tight. We're taking these records with my last time. Hot rock. Yeah, hot rock. Well, hot rock. When we rock it, let's do it right. Well, pour it on, baby. Pour it on good. You come on like gangbusters would. Hot rock. Yeah, hot rock. Hot rock. Scared if our bumps don't bite. Don't break the hole, just rock and roll, hot rock. Yeah, hot rock. Hot rock, let's rock and roll tonight. Well, pour it on, baby, pour it on good. You come on like gangbusters would, hot rock. Hot rock, hot rock. Skill up our bus, don't fight.
She loved to me, where can it be? Where's your Cadillac car? A Cadillac car, Cadillac car. Where can I get me a Cadillac car? I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I'll do the best I can. Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Said to me, where can it be? Where's your diamond ring? A diamond ring,
diamond ring.
Where can I give me a diamond ring? I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Yeah.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Yeah.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Yeah.
I'll do the best I can with it.
Get it,
get it,
get it,
get it.
Nothing but a big rat race.
Yeah, the way we're living ain't nothing but a real rat race. We gonna make like a tree and we gonna leave this place. Close of a long, long day. Yeah, I want my loving at the close of a long, long day. When I get my loving, well, I want it just that way. Well, come on, baby, let's rock it down the railroad track. Yeah, come on, baby, let's rock it down the railroad track. If a train comes along, we ain't never coming back. Baby, let's roll, let's roll, baby.
Let's roll, baby.
Let's roll, let's roll, baby.
Let's roll, baby.
Let's roll, let's roll, baby.
Let's roll, let's roll, baby.
Let's roll, let's roll, baby. Love can really start.
First time that I saw your heart caused quite a storm. Caught my heart just up and left
for your whirling beauty and charm.
Woo! I had been looking around. I know that I couldn't have missed her. Cause when she walked into my life, it was
like a full-fledged twister.
Woo! Just like a tornado whirling around my heart.
Love can really start.
Bass and guitar, but people's coming from near and far when he plays.
ways make me weak and the knees pound and ten and long fingers on the 88. Now Mr. Cherry Lee ain't got a thing on his boy, but when he plays he really strips joy. He don't dig the music like he play in a choir. He gets his kicker saying great balls of fire. Kicks the stool back and he gets up on his feet, playing rock and roll music with that crazy beat. No long blonde curls, he got a long of nose. The gals don't care, they dig the way he shows. Ripper, rapper, ripper, rapper, ripping up the keys, a pounding ten long fingers on the 88 key. When he plays, he really splits joy. He don't dig the music like he play in a choir. He gets his kicker singing great balls of fire. Kicks a stool back and he gets up on his feet, a playing rock and roll music with that crazy beat. No long blonde curls, he got a long of nose. The gals don't care, they dig the way that he shows. Ripper, rapper, ripper, rapper, ripping up the keys, a pounding ten long fingers on the 88.
This is a hit!
Back in the jungle.
Right. This is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Listener-sponsored sort of radio. Speaking of which, if you haven't gotten your pledge in, we have an all-time low percentage for people paying their pledges this year. So try to get it in before this fiscal year is over and we declare bankruptcy.
Yeah, once that thrill and rush of helping out listener-supported radio passes, you know, the reality of having to actually write the check comes crashing in.
Once the thrill of getting the what was that record we were playing? Carry On My Wayward Son off the air.
Yeah, well.
Subsides. Anyway, that was Ronnie Dawson with Doo Doo Doo, and he's here with us. And what we heard basically was a musicological survey of the Dallas, Texas rock and roll scene circa, like 1957, 58. So counting backwards, we heard Groovy Joe Poovy with Ten Long Fingers, Dale Hawkins, who was from Shreveport, Louisiana, but he was based out of Dallas, with Tornado, Sid King and his Five Strings with Let Her Roll, Gene Vincent, who was from Virginia, but he also based himself out of Dallas, with Get It, Johnny Carroll, who inherited the Blue Caps from Gene Vincent. He also had Scotty Moore in DJ Fontana in his band for a while with Hot Rock. And we opened up with Ronnie Dawson doing a Bob Lumen tune, This Is the Night. That's from his new LP, Still a Lot of Rhythm. So what do you remember about any of these fellas? You run into any of them now? You guys ever sit around and...
Sid.
Sid
has
rock reunion.
Oh, yeah. Sid has a barbershop there in Richardson, which is a suburb, you know, of Dallas. He and his brother both.
So does he keep any...
He has a son, Sid King Jr.
He keep any memorabilia around?
Yeah, he's got records and stuff hanging around on the wall. You know, he's got a record of 78 record of Ooby Dooby hanging up and several other memorabilia.
He's one of the few rock and roll artists who snuck past Mitch Miller and got himself on Columbia.
Yeah? Yeah, I don't remember anything about that because they were really before me. I think they started recording in the early 50s. They had some early 50s things.
All right, they cut a bunch of country records and then gradually sort of worked into the R&B stuff.
And yeah, and I knew the guys.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, but I sure knew the guys, and I talked to him like about a month ago. But Joe Poovy I haven't seen in a long time. Johnny Carroll I knew real well. Hadn't seen him in a while, but they're all around the area.
He owns a bar somewhere in Texas, but not in Dallas.
Who's that? What,
Johnny Carroll.
He did. He was affiliated with, let's see, what was the name of those clubs? The Cellars. There's a cellar in Fort Worth and a cellar in Dallas. But then the guy went out of business, and since then I haven't heard about Johnny.
Mm. And Gene Vincent was based out of there for about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And I guess
sure
he must have been the big shot in town having a hit record.
Yeah. Everybody always, you know, there was different musicians, drummers and guitar players that, you know, that passed through the band
so
rather frequently.
What kind of guy was he?
He was all right. He didn't take care of business very well, but he's, you know, he partied well.
That's what counts.
Yeah.
He was the kind of guy you love to get in a card game, man, because he just threw his money. You know, he'd bet, you know, on a pair of trays, or he'd bet hundreds of dollars on a pair of trays, you know.
Speaking of party animals, you mentioned to us the other blonde bomber, Mickey Mantle. came to see you a couple of times.
Yeah, he used to come to a place called the Levee that I played at. And his brothers were notorious folks around the area. Yeah, his brothers particularly.
His did brother
bowl at his alley?
Yes, sure did.
What was it called?
Mickey Mantle Bowling Center, I believe it was.
And his brothers ran the place into the ground?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, well.
Proud of you,
from Muskogee.
Easy come, easy go.
Right. Yeah, Mickey is notorious for his business transactions, as he's probably told everybody, you know. But he had several real estate investments. Mantle Manors was another one of his.
It's like Berryland.
Yes.
I'd like to see a card game between him and Gene Vincent.
Hey, it would be great, man. Mm. Nobody would win.
Well, I think Mickey's got the dough to bluff him out of the game.
Speaking of bluffing, you mentioned Jack Ruby?
Yeah, Jack Ruby, another notorious Dallas character, club owner.
I spoke with the Cellar a while ago. We went to the Cellar with him one night. A fellow named Ed Burnett, who's a good friend of mine, that was a banjo player and owned the club. He owned the Levee. And so one night after the Levee closed, he was a friend of Jack Ruby. And we went over and met Jack Ruby and went to the Cellar, Fort Worth.
Mm. Did you ever go to any of Jack's clubs?
Yes.
Strip bars that he owned?
Yeah, the Vegas Club and several others he had there. And he was everything you heard about. He liked to bounce people out himself. He took his girls home personally to make sure that he was friends with the police.
Mm.
Right.
He had to be friends with the police. He got in through the back door.
He got in with a gun, yeah.
Yeah.
People say, how did he do that? Well,
couldn't have been a setup.
Come to Dallas and I'll show you.
Yeah. That's
Yeah, you, I mean, you can be in Dallas for a couple of minutes and realize this is a great place to shoot the president. it's organized and weird and you,
yes.
And so, hey, where'd the chickens go? We knocked the chickens off again. I knocked the chickens off again. Anyway, and Ronnie Dawson will be at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight, along with the world-famous Blue Jays. We have a couple of pairs of tickets to give away. We're going to give away the first pair in a moment. Here's the trivia question. How are we going to phrase this, Bruce?
Oh, you want the question of opinion, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, folks, any of you that happen to catch, seen like any of this publicity blitz involving this new Jerry Lee movie as opposed to any of the old ones, Great Balls of Fire, you're bound to notice something pretty strange, whether you've seen the clip on Arsenio Hall or seen like the video thing on MTV or whatever, and that is Dennis Quaid's expression when he's pretending to be the killer. I described it last night on Avenue Way as looking something like a four-year-old that got drunk. Anybody that can phone in and come up with a better description of that unbelievably annoying smirk the guy's got on his face when he plays Jerry Lee.
Right, you'll win two tickets to see Ronnie Dawson and the world-famous Blue Jays at Maxwell's tonight in Hoboken.
Okay, so this is a question of opinion, folks.
Question
Let's
of
put
opinion.
Those thinking caps on.
201-266-79-NOT-NOT. That's 00 for those non-Beverly Hillbillies watchers. And the question is, again, what is that face that Dennis Quaid is making when he's trying to be Jerry Lee Lewis? Anyway, so you get those calls in, and we're going to go back to our usual routine, and we'll be back in a little while. And this is Ricky Nelson. 201-266-7900.
You just tear me up when you smile at me, and then my head starts buzzing like a honeybee. My eyes won't focus, and I'm so upset. I sit here shaking in a cold, cold sweat. Out of me, that's pretty easy to see. You just tear me up every time we kiss. I never thought that love would ever be like this. I guess you know that I'm in love with you. I'd wish you'd tell me that you love me too. You put a crown on my heart. Please don't you tear it apart. Every time you kiss me, I tremble like a little old pup. You tear me up. I just wanna know if you love me too. Leave me now. I don't know what I'll do. So in love that I can hardly speak. My head is spinning and I'm feeling weak. So won't you consider my plea? Don't take advantage of me. Like a little old pup. When you put your arms around me, baby, you tear me up. I just wanna know if you love me too. Cause if you leave me now, I don't know what I'll do. So I'm in love that I can hardly speak. My head is spinning and I'm feeling weak.
Here's Ferlin Husky, popular Capitol recording star for Schlitz.
Know the real joy of good living.
Move up to quality. Move up to Schlitz.
Know the real joy of good living.
Move up to quality. Move up to Schlitz.
Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
A gal like you, I'd love to trust. But if I kiss you, I'm all messed up, messed up. Got me a wife, messed up. May have to fight, messed up. You're so nice, messed up, baby, for the rest of my life. I went to the tracks with a whole lot of loot. Bet all the mags that I knew come through. Been waiting 1 week to collect my bet. That old nag ain't come in yet. Messed up. Lost my bread. Messed up. Nag, baby.
cause I need confab home. Messed up, baby, messed up. Don't mean maybe messed up. You're so fine. Messed up cause I'm losing my mind. Cause I'm all messed up, messed up. What must I do? Messed up. Mistreated you, messed up. Feeling bad. Worst old feeling I ever had, messed up.
Good guys wear us, and so can you.
Say, ladies, get in on what's happening. Here's an item that's always groovy. It's not gonna wear out, it's not gonna be out. It's gonna be in, be in. Wear it to be in, wear it to love in, wear it to turn in. Your Nazi helmet is factory fresh and comes with a choice of personalized decals. Made of the finest organic plastic, this item will never become obsolete. Good? Get your own helmet club. Plan secret meetings. Wear your helmet to school. Compare your genuine now helmet to dad's old one. Guaranteed complete protection in all demonstrations. Hey kids, get up tight with your out of sight Nazi helmet today.
Good night, girl. And so can you.
Right now, listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old couple burr? Why do you delay longer and take chances? When I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan. Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
Everybody young and old, learn how to rock and roll. Listen, here's something new. Everybody show can do.
Come on.
Eagle here in Ubladi, and you know, it really seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Yeah! Ooh, that do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comfort's yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95. But when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. You take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable, I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave.
You, I gotta get away from you.
Caffeine, nicotine, and gasoline. What's a human gonna do? Ugly old Satan popping up from the ground. He said,
you, I gotta get away from you.
Early in the morning, popping out of the sack. Reaching for a cigarette to find an empty pack. Coughing and a gagging.
I gotta get away from you.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. And pertaining to what we just heard, that was what we're running on here, caffeine, nicotine, and gasoline.
Yeah, and maybe some tuna salad when Andy and the bunch come back.
Yeah, the first three of 38 substances we do as a religious sacrament here on The Hound Show.
Yeah, so it's legal, right?
Right.
We can talk about it on the radio.
All legal ones, of course. Counting backwards, the Flares with Foot Stomping in Stereo, for those of you what got stereo. The Rebel Rousers with Redheaded Woman.
In Quad, for those of you with four ears.
Harold Barrage with Messed Up, and we opened up with Ricky Nelson and You Tore Me Up. That's in stereo, too.
Ricky the King Nelson.
Yeah, James Burton on that one, but of course, should we do some news first? We might have a vibe report coming in the middle of this, but what the hell?
That'd be a shock. Two in a day.
Yeah, right. Oh, you want to do the mission rewrite?
All right. Folks, I didn't understand what he said either. Mission rewrite. The New York Times didn't... Oh, yeah, this is great. In fact, if anybody has got the early edition of the Times that I'm about to refer to here and wants to send a Xerox of that photo and caption, or better yet, the original, to WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, Uppsala College, that would be way cool. The New York Times did an about-face yesterday in a front-page caption of a photo depicting Vice President Dan Quayle with Salvadorian military leaders. In early editions, the caption related that Quayle was meeting with them on human rights mission. This didn't quite fit the grinning Veep, since the grinning Veep was pointing a flamethrower, as Defense Minister General Humberto Lares and Army Chief of Staff Colonel Emilio Ponce smiled approvingly. According to Times spokeswoman Nancy Nielsen, once the editors realized that the caption was inappropriate for the photo, to say the least, the mention of, quote, human rights, end quote, was quickly removed.
Mm.
Yeah, so your early Times buyer, send us a Xerox.
What was the late caption?
I don't know. Senator Dan Quayle wigs out.
Shows interrogating techniques
Vice President,
to the underclassed.
Dan, I wanted a Bud Light.
You know, it's my imagination, or is the New York Police Department really freaking out lately? Check this. Cop nabbed for nudity. An off-duty New York City cop led troopers on a high-speed chase through Nassau County in Queens. After he was spotted half-nude on the center divider of the Southern State Parkway during evening rush hour. The bottom half was nude.
The business half.
New York City cops said they spotted him standing on the median 5:15 p.m. when a trooper asked Velmo what he was doing. The cop hiked up his pants. Evidently, he was playing with himself. Jumped into his car and let him chase. Anyway, he ended up wrecking his car in Bayside. He was suspended and charged with public lewdness, resisting arrest, reckless endangerment, and he wasn't drunk. Not like the cop who walked into the topless bar and terrorized people. Did you hear about that one?
No.
Monday? Anyway, here's a place where the police department are pretty on the ball, though. Denver. Arapahoe County Sheriff's deputies have proved that dummies are not cut out for police work. Department store dummy was put in a patrol car for 2 days to discourage speeders. They called this guy IB Stiff. He did his job. Police switchboards were jammed with people reporting a mannequin in a patrol car.
You can't pull one over on people in the Mile High City. The air is just a little too clear.
Yeah. Anyhow. So we are trying to give away these tickets to see Ronnie Dawson tonight over at Maxwell's in Hoboken.
Yeah, the response as usual has been somewhat underwhelming.
Yeah. But the question, it's a question of opinion, and we're going to judge it. We've borrowed Can You Top This Is Laugh Meter.
Mm-hmm. The Laugh-a-Graph,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, it's plugged in. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, got a workout last night on that Yankee broadcast.
Yeah. And what were we saying? Right, so we got the question was, what the hell is that face that
that bizarre
Dennis
smirk,
Quaid
man.
Is making while he's attempting to play Jerry Lee Lewis in this movie, Great Balls of Fire, if you've seen the ad or any of the clips on TV.
This could be the very worst
maybe
of a terrible summer
yeah,
of
maybe
summer
no,
ball busters,
maybe nobody,
blockbusters.
Nobody listening saw the clip, maybe? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I can't read your handwriting, Bruce. You've got to go through them.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Like he ate a stale moon pie.
A stale moon pie?
Yeah, it's a toxic dessert they sell in this
kind of a moon pie face.
It's true. Pat Lazito suggests that perhaps he's thinking of the number of zeros on his check. A father of at least one suggested that it might be, it looks like his kid trying to pass a fart. I hope we can say that on the radio. My personal favorite so far is from a gentleman named Evan who suggests that he's trying to impersonate the mayor in 2000 Maniacs, which if you think about it is pretty accurate. And the final entrant so far is someone who suggests that he looks like Little Richard without the new Nile. I guess without the boot black, too.
You want to just give him to Evan, or you want to keep it open?
I don't know.
Let's keep it. Let's for one more
we
set.
Time.
We'll
through
keep
the
it open.
Report.
201-266-7900. Just what is that face Dennis Quayle is making?
Quaid.
Quaid. Quayle. Quam.
Yeah. What's in her name?
Anyway.
Andy, where's my food?
Indeed. Anyway, we have Ronnie Dawson with us here today, and we'll be bringing him back in a little while. And we got some more records. What do I got queued up? This is a traditional time for the VOM, but I don't have any VOM music queued up. So, you know what? Yes, I do. We can play the brand new Blue Jays.
Yeah, who will be appearing this evening at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey.
There's the food.
The door's bolted, I think. They'll be appearing tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey, in support of Ronnie Dawson and the Totowa 2.
Right, so we got some new Jays thing queued up, and he'll and this is our VOM set, right? Do it for Hank. Why don't you?
She's a darling. I seen some cotton pickers over by the railroad track. I seen them cotton pickers with their sacks on their back. They said, hey, man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call the Bacon Factor. Go. Wop, 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 then you go. Wop, wop, I bet the chicken was never like this. Wop, 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 yeah. I went down to see my local DJ. His name was Clyde. He lived down Tennessee way. I said, hey, man, what's this new kind of jump? Well, you jump up in the air, then you come down with a bump. He said, hey, daddy, it's a natural fact. It's sweeping the world, that thing, the Bacon Factor. Go. Wop, 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 let you go. Wop, wop, then you change the paper on the spot, then you go. Wop, 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 yeah. The Bacon Factor, the Bacon Factor.
Just gonna sit there till I die.
Back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the Hound, concluding the bomb set there with Ronnie Dawson, Ghost Riders in the Sky. Every time I play that, I gotta look at the turntable and make sure it's not on 45 for the first, for the beginning of that.
Yeah.
And
there's another version of that on the other album, isn't it?
Right, the 50s version. That's pretty, I guess I love the guitar solo on that one. It's a Fenderized sound.
Yeah, it just jumps out there, you know.
Jumps out at you.
And we heard before that the world famous Blue Jays slavishly pushing our pals. They better buy us a drink. Blue Room. We also
they
heard
better
them
buy us several, man. I mean, yeah. Let's talk payola here.
We also opened up with them doing "Do It for Hank." So, well, you'll probably never hear those again because
classic rockers. That's a twofer.
They'll never be out on the radio. They're just demos. Sir Douglas Quintet turning an extremely credible version of "Bacon Fat," and what else? Oh, the Stones with Miss Amanda Jones. I'd like to send that out to the guy who gave me the CD of that. I was at a party. Some listener liked the show, said they liked the comedic aspects of the show. And I got a Stones Between the Buttons CD out of the deal. Yeah.
Good deal.
And that's
the European one or the American one?
The American one. But that's the last time they let Brian Jones take a solo was on that song. I mean, you can hear the advanced state of his mental deterioration on those little solos. Anyway, in our ticket giveaway, for two tickets to see Ronnie Dawson tonight.
The response has been simply underwhelming, folks. Yeah. Give yourselves a big slap in the face, okay?
Yeah. The question was just, what the hell is that face Randy Quaid, Dennis Quaid? Dennis Quaid is making in that ad for the Jerry Lee Lewis movie. Here are some of the answers we got. I can't read that, the handwriting on that one.
Okay. I can't read yours.
We read mine already, though.
Young lady suggested that he looks like a Tasmanian devil crossed with one of those Elvis cookie jars they sell downtown.
That's pretty good.
It's true. It's just a shame you can't take the lid off.
Another person said he looks like a pissing puppy.
Yeah, I like that one.
Looks like he's been caught whacking off in the hen house. Here's a good one. Looks like he's trying to top the Atwater Bush minstrel poses at the inauguration. You didn't like that one?
No, I'm behind that one.
I like that one. And
I like the way the guy said that.
Didn't we have one more? Oh, looks like he's been sharing a girl with his cousin.
Go figure.
That didn't make any sense, but I think he was... Maybe he means Jerry Lee and Jimmy Swaggart. I don't know. Which one you like, Daryl Brooch?
The minstrel one or the 2000 Maniacs one, myself.
Okay, you want to flip a coin?
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're gonna flip a Buck Owens 8-track cassette is what we're going to do.
Okay, we're going to flip a Buck Owens 8-track. Heads is the Atwater Bush one, and tails is the 2000 Maniacs answer.
Ready?
Heads.
Heads it is.
Up. Oh,
congratulations, Albert Paul from Uptown.
Right. Your name will be on the list.
Your actual name will be on the list.
The name you use that we know you by.
Yes.
If we knew you.
Yeah, if to say we perhaps knew you somehow.
Oh.
Perhaps.
It wasn't fixed. That Ronnie Dawson would
Buck Owens
you,
never lies.
The Buck Owens A-track was heads up. Anyway,
it was, in fact, on his running shoe.
You want to do a little bit more news, and then we'll
you got any?
Play some more records? Yeah, I got
plenty. Am I over-modulating like crazy? This is a weird microphone.
No. I'd turn you down if you were.
Okay. I get turned down often enough. Sour notes about the Killers' performance, speaking of which. The June... I can't read this, man. 26th premiere of Great Balls of Fire, starring Dennis Quaid, as you've heard, as rocker Jerry Lee Lewis at the Ziegfeld, has reportedly become a hot ticket, in part because the killer himself will hit the keys at the Ritz afterwards. The rock legend elicited boos and hisses and even cleared the audience at a performance earlier this month in Washington, D.C. Quote, he was terrible, end quote, said one who walked out before the concert was over. Quote, I don't know what his problem was that night, but he stopped every song to tear apart his band. At first, everyone thought it was a joke, but he just continued on. He would stop in the middle of songs to humiliate his drummer and his bass guitarist. I've seen him do that to Jaco Pastorius once. I think he only finished maybe 3 songs at that much. Well, it's an interesting news item, seeing as how the day after that show, my little brother called me from Virginia to say he'd attended it, and he thought it was really great. A lot of ballads, apparently, but you never know.
Well,
I think the unnamed source is probably that Atwater guy.
Yeah.
And if he didn't do, like, Every Day I've Got the Blues or Tuesday's Just as Bad, he, you know, couldn't get behind it.
Anyway, singer Johnny Paycheck is had a captive audience the other day. It seems he is in prison in Chillicothe, Ohio. Doesn't say the name of the prison here, but he... managed to do a concert for his fellow inmates who came out. They were stomping, whistling, and clapping for encores. He's serving 7 and 9 years for shooting a man in a bar. Slow news week. We got one more for now. Ronnie, you want to do a story from Somerville, Alabama?
Sure. I can see it. Anything for a buck?
That's it.
Is that it? Crowd pleaser? Man, you're going to have to read it, Bruce. I don't have my glasses.
Sorry.
No. Sorry, Jim.
That's okay.
I didn't bring, you know, that's why I brought this dog, man.
I was wondering what that cane was for. Eating worms was a crowd pleaser, but a dive into a pile of cow manure put a couple on top in 2, quote, outrageous behavior contests, end quote. Woo! For their troubles, Michael and Sonia Now, that's N-A-U, won $5,000 in Huntsville and $10,000 in Birmingham from 2 sponsoring radio stations. We've been renting all our married lives, and we wanted to buy some land and build a house, Mrs. Nass said. Yeah. That's, you know, I mean, with today's interest rates, jumping into cow manure and eating worms isn't really that far to go. Beats talking to Phil Rizzuto.
Mm-mm. At the money store?
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, so we have 2 more tickets to Ronnie Dawson to give away.
I guess this should be a question of fact.
A question of fact?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give you an answer. Are we going to do an easy one or a really hard one?
I don't know. It's up to you, man. Do a quick one so I can eat my breakfast.
Is it here?
Yeah.
Oh, the food's here? Okay, this better. You know what? We're going to wait. We'll do it after the next set. We'll think of a really good question. Anyway, we got this thing queued up. Ron Strawn and his Bucks. We'll play that. No, you know what? Let's do Hillbilly Hangover.
What are we going to do, Jim?
I changed my mind. Yeah, I got myself.
That's a woman's prerogative.
Yeah, we got a lot of requests for this last week, so I brought it. Sleeping with my butt to the wall.
So insular.
Yeah.
and there were killers and there were thieves. And I did not know what they thought of me, but I knew every night when they turned out the lights, I was sleeping with my butt to the wall. Sleeping with my butt to the wall. I was wishing my lawyer would call. Got myself thrown in jail. Can't seem to raise my bail. Sleeping with my butt to the wall. What jail cell would not be complete without the mouth organ just a blowing and a sucking and a blowing. Now my cellmate, he was a hard-looking man, and he said that we all need a friend, and he says it's no crime when you're doing time, so it's doing mine with my butt to the wall.
Are you all out there? Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Knowles for the next 15 minutes. You're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as y'all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
The Okie Boogie and Boogie on String.
Yeah.
But I got one, it's the latest thing. It's called a Boogie Boogie.
It's called a Boogie Boogie.
Boogie Woogie. The mean and wicked boogie.
Everybody doing that Boogie Woogie now.
Let's go.
Thank you.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here.
Like a hog a-rootin' up under a fence, like a flop-eared mule, it ain't got no sense. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you, but now I'm gonna get gone. We fight and we fuss like a dog and a cat. I tell you right now, I've had enough of that. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you, but I'm gonna get gone. Well, I said I would leave if you didn't change. Baby, it's time for me to rearrange. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you, but now I'm gonna get gone. I'm getting sick and tired of the same old bull. I tell you right now, Lord, my bucket's about full. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you, but now I'm gonna get gone.
Howdy, friends. This is Hank Williams. Hope all you folks are enjoying yourself here at the show in Baltimore today. I'm awful sorry that I can't be with you today. I'd like to say thanks to my very good friend Jimmy Davis for coming up here to Baltimore and pinch hitting for me today.
I went to see my sweetheart. My daddy met me at the door. Said, my boy, we gonna have a wedding here like we never had before. She was my daughter and you done her wrong. To your lady, your lady. Looking down the muzzle of a shotgun, shaking like a dog eating peach seed. Her daddy had his finger on the trigger and I was knocking at the knee. It was his daughter, I done her wrong. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Gun go off. He said he was trying it out. I said, let's have this wedding here before the groom passes out. She was your daughter, I done her wrong. To yodelay, 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 yodelay. Her mother was running and prancing, 44 in each hand. Said, let's cancel this year wedding and send him to the promised land. She was my daughter and he done her wrong. To yodelay, 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 yodelay. Wasn't mad by a preacher that didn't even call his name, but That was one great, great wedding and a marriage just the same. She was his daughter and had done her wrong. Yodely, 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 yodely. We didn't even have a honeymoon, never did have no fun. Every time I'd turn over at night, they'd come running with that gun. She was his daughter, I couldn't do her wrong. Yodely, yodely, holy, yodely, yodely, yodely.
Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Went uptown, looking round, but you could not be found. Might as well let you go. Maybe you should not your man, even though. Always take, never give. Losing my will to live. Just cause I love you so. Maybe you should not your man, even though. Makes me say, feeling low. I'm not the blues, I can't lose, feeling low. Why do I love you so? Maybe you should not your man, feeling low. Up the town, crazy me, learning slow. Maybe you should not your man, feeling low. I'm the king of all food. Are you brave? All the room, and let my heart take the blow. Maybe not your man, feeling low. Makes me mad, makes me sad, feeling low. Got the blues, I can't lose, feeling low. Why do I love you so? Maybe you sure got your man.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, this is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange.
Pertaining to miscues, dead air, insular inside jokes, cheap shots at easy targets, etc.
That was our Hillbilly Hangover. Ernie Chapin with Feeling Low, Counting Backwards, Jimmy Davis, and A Shotgun Wedding. Hank Williams with Fool About You, the Maddox Brothers and Rose with Mean and Wicked Boogie, and we opened up with Hank Rotten Jr. by request with Sleeping With My Butt to the Wall. And so we have another pair of tickets to the Ronnie Dawson gig, slash World Famous Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
That's another two tickets.
We get to see Ronnie Dawson slash the World Famous Blue Jays.
Yes. And the question, it's a sports question. It's a tough one. I would have never guessed in a million years. But
it's a
Mr.
Good one,
T,
though.
Our talent coordinator and booking agent.
The guy, folks, you people in bands, the man you love to hate.
The in honor of the San Francisco Giants, America's team being on the game of the week today versus the Reds, it's a question pertaining to their ace, Rick Rushel. If Mr. Rushel, who has already won 11 games this year, goes on to win 20, he will set what record? That's right. What record?
Now, is this a National League record or a record for all?
I believe this is a Major League record.
A Major League record. 201-266-7911.
Again, folks, if he has a 20-game season, what record will he set? Oh, and the phone is lighting up.
You
must
think
be in the paper this
person
morning.
Could possibly know this?
Wait, was that Rick Rushel or?
Let's take it on the air.
Okay. So it's easy on the S words and F words.
They hung up when they heard that we were going to do that. Anyway.
I think it was one of those boxes. Caught it, be that easy.
Anyway, we got Ronnie Dawson with us here. We'll be bringing him back in a minute after the next set, say. And here, let's just go in and
Ronnie's
some
out
music.
Sunbathing by the cat.
Right. We got the much promised Ron Strawn and the Bucks record. The one I said we were going to play last time we didn't. Oh. Still cute. It's a good one, though. It's worth waiting for.
I met her on a rainy day. The sun came out and it stayed that way. I thought my love was here to stay, but I was wrong. Now she's gone. The night's so long. The night's worth driving. Oh, we'll drive.
We have a wiener.
Insane. We had a ball for such a short time. I've been all the while. I thought you were mine. Over to you it was a key. Just a bit of life. But now you're through.
Talking about that thing they call a natural fact. It's sweeping the nation, that thing of bacon fat. The record is selling, but the dance is kind of slow. So me and my boys gonna show you how it goes. It goes. Do it good, children, do it good. I got mercy. Throw me out in the alley now. Way down where the kangaroo talk. Yes, do it good, cause that's what they say you are. Now after you take your left leg and move it back slow, you wiggle your hips and then you go down low. Wind up twice and come up with a bump, then you clap your hands and give a little jump. It goes. Do it good, children. God mercy. Then you go. Get your hands out of them greens, boy. Shoot daddy down the peas. Then you go. Take a left leg, I say, and I'll take it down low. You wiggle your hips, and then you go down low. Now you wind up twice, and you come up with a bump. Then you clap your hands, chillin', and give a little jump, and go. Ah, do it good, chillin', do it good. Yeah, help yourself there. Put me way down an alley. Down where they say you are, where the kangaroo talk. Then you go, yeah. Oh, God mercy. God mercy. Do it good now.
Diggers, no horn blowers. No horn blowers. What is this?
Hey, trumpet ears, come here. Did I tell you I wanted any horn blowers?
Well, no, but...
Well, no but. No, sir, but.
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here. All right.
Evening breeze, blow my baby back to me. My baby back to me.
My baby back. My baby back.
All I do is walk. No one around to talk. Evening breeze blow my baby back to me.
My baby back.
My baby back. But now she's gone. Going on that railroad track. Shaking train, don't you jump the track. Beam and breeze, blow my baby back to me. Beam and breeze, blow my baby back to me. Well, the teardrop filled my eyes, so lonesome I could cry. Beam and breeze, blow my baby back to me. Shaking train, don't you jump the track. Beam and breeze, blow my baby back to me. Beam and breeze, blow my baby back to me. All I do is walk.
Thank you.
bone. I want to leave and have a memory when I go. I want to leave something to let the whole world know. The rock and roll daddy has done bad stones, but his bones keep rocking long after I'm gone. Roll on! A phonograph needle in my hand, I'm gonna rock my way right out of this land. Roll on! Roll on! Yeah, now come on! Yeah, now come on! Yeah, there's a lot of rhythm in this rocky bone. Bopping machine. Roll on! Roll on! Yeah, now come on! Yeah, come on! Yeah, get a lot of rhythm in his rocking bone. Get a lot of rhythm in his rocking bone.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. By way of Legal ID, and that was Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber, direct from the Big D Jamboree. Where? How long ago was that?
Three or four years.
3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Before that, the Saucers with Cha Willy Rada, Billy Taylor for Evening Breeze, the $5. How do you do the bacon fat? And we open up with Ron Strawn and his Buxin driving. And we have a winner.
Yes, we have a wiener. Congratulations to you, winners and almost winners.
Right. And the answer was, well, what was the question again?
The question again was, if Rick Reuschel of the San Francisco Giants continues at his current pace with 11 wins and has a 20-win season by the end of this season, what right, record will he break?
It was not. He wasn't the oldest. He's
and he
not
wasn't the
fattest.
Honorable mention, a tip of the Radio Hound with baseball cap to the two people that called in asking whether or not he would be the fattest 20-game winner
and
in Major League Baseball history.
And that may be true.
I think Mickey Lolich might have
Mickey Lolich, yeah.
Right. And he's not the oldest.
It would be the longest gulf of time between 20-game seasons.
12 years,
apparently, according to Mr. T, the San Francisco Giants follower.
The sports whiz who won that, congratulations.
Mark L.
You can go back to listening to sports radio now. You won.
Yes. You are a wiener.
And we have Ronnie Dawson with us here.
We do.
And that was him with Rockin' Bones. That's just I know we've gone through this last time you were here, but what the hell? That's an amazing song. Where did that come from, Rockin' Bones?
That song was written, by Jack Rhodes, I think. Same guy that wrote Satisfied Mind and...
Silver Threads and Golden Needles.
Yeah, he was interesting.
B.I.B.I.B.I. by
Bobo Go by Gene Benson.
Yeah, you ever hear of Warren Smith? Is it Warren Smith?
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Ruby?
Yeah. Yeah, he had something to do with him, too.
Oh, yeah?
I can't remember what it was. He might have managed him or something at one time.
Well, Warren Smith was a Texan also.
I think.
He died in Texas anyway. Yeah. He was a plumber down there before he left. And you'll be at Maxwell's tonight doing what you do, play rock and roll guitar and do these songs. You want to... So tell the folks why they should come.
I think they should come and see my guitar.
You're right, 1948 broadcaster, Fender broadcaster.
Yeah, it's not all completely original, but it's there and it's nice.
And it sounds great. It's just, you're just not going to see, people play rock and roll like this anymore. It's just they don't make them.
Yeah, the guy's got a real style, as it pointed out for once, kind of factually in the Village Voice there,
You
sort of play both parts at once, man. It's amazing. Real just, clatter and thunder there.
I mean, it just seemed like there was billions of great rock and roll singers around back then, and it was so easy for these guys to make great records. Now it's just impossible to find even one guy out there singing rock and roll. They found one, Ronnie Dawson.
In rehearsal last night, man. Just killing me.
And Il Bruce will be playing guitar in a couple of songs, maybe.
Yeah, he'll be up for a few numbers, man. Just see how it goes.
Yeah, Vince Bernicevic and Mark Natale, the rhythm section.
Mark Natale, the other jazz musician from Saturn. He's from a different part of Saturn than Sun Ra.
Sun Ra. Mm.
He's from like the south side of Saturn.
And Ronnie's got this new LP out, still a lot of rhythm, new recordings, and it's fantastic. It's on
it's
the
really
No Hit label.
Y'all should pick it up.
They don't have it at Tower, unfortunately,
they don't have it at the station,
the large record stores. Yeah.
Oh, incidentally,
yes.
Commonwealth. This is a first.
What's that?
This is a first. Commonwealth Jones may go back out of retirement into session.
Commonwealth Jones?
He may.
Really? Hmm. You have been in contact with Mr. Jones?
Yes. Recently, he was contacted. He's selling Watkins products down in Texas.
Gonna do that song you wrote at breakfast this morning?
Yeah, and the whole idea, I think, is gonna be around the song called "Fly on a Skillet."
Fly on a skillet.
Fly on a
That'll
skillet.
That'll be Commonwealth Jones' next release,
yeah.
You think?
It's hot. See, fly on a skillet. You don't stay there long.
You think the folks might hear that one tonight?
No.
No.
I don't think so tonight. You know, it'll take a little while and a few parties to write it.
That's pretty.
That's what he told me now.
Good
that's
to
just
know
what
Commonwealth
Commonwealth
Jones
yeah.
is back on salary though, back on retainer,
well,
where he belongs.
Well, you can get the Ronnie Dustin records at, you know, like Midnight, Final Vinyl, mm-hmm. Hideout. Those places have it. And the other Ronnie Dawson album of the old stuff, which is called Rockin' Bones. Get them both. You think you'll ever get a royalty check out of Barney?
I don't know. I'm going to check and see this time when I go over there.
Right, you're headed over.
I'm going to go over and try to get some money out of him.
Yeah. It's definitely, all the money he saved on the artwork he can give to you.
Yeah, I don't really need it, but it's part of the, you know.
Part of the,
as he said.
That's a goodwill gesture.
Well, Barney said once, he said, it's part of the deal. And
right.
That's the reason I'm doing this. It's just part of the deal.
Barney Kumis, the art of the deal.
And you're going over there this week to play some gigs and support the record.
Yeah, I'll be leaving. If the thunderstorms go away, maybe I can get out of here Monday.
So how many dates do you have over in England?
About six and all.
And then you go back to Europe in September?
Yeah, September 24th, I think we're playing outside of Amsterdam, some big show.
That should go over good.
Yeah.
There. Yeah, and Johnny Olin's going to be. You ever hear of Johnny Olin?
Oh, yeah.
He did. Keep Rolling with Johnny Olin.
Right. Very rare and unlistenable album.
Yeah.
I think Billy bought that.
Yeah, he's going to be over there at this show, and then we're playing, doing a Carl Perkins show this time around, which will be the 1st of July. In London.
Mr.
Johnny Olin is like the Swedish guy, right? Is it Norwegian?
No, Johnny Olin's American.
Who's the guy that the Norwegian guy that does all the rockabilly records?
Hank C. Burnett.
Oh, thank you.
Close. You think that's a vibe for it?
Good Lord.
Let me see. I'll get it off mic and... Hello. Hold on.
Hung up
no.
on him?
No, that wasn't a vibe report.
What was
it? Anything that comes in on that weird line, I always think of that.
Is somebody just screaming obscenities?
Oh, I think I accidentally cut him off. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, you accidentally hung up on him is what you did, man.
I did. Shh. We have this new Ronnie Dawson record queued up anyway. This is Rockin' Dog. We played this last week. This is my favorite cut on the album. What do you say?
Go.
Go. And we'll be back in a little while.
You know, I met a little chick down at the bar and grill. She said, oh, Dad, you know, you give me a thrill. I read another way and I just sing that song. Hey, hey, cat, they go a whole hall. But wait a minute, kitty, I'm no cat. I'm a dog. So I took a little kitty out on a date. Man, she's something special, man, like it was great. When we get home, I walked to her door. She started looking at me like I was a big boy. Her eyes started bugging out just like a frog. Wait a minute, Daddy, now don't kiss dogs. Rock and dog. Yes, rock and dog. Wait a minute, Daddy, you're no cat. You're a dog. Thank you.
I got a good chicken like a bump on the lawn. I got a reputation as a rockin' dog, rockin' dog. Rock, rock, rockin' dog. I got a quit sitting like a bump on the lawn. I got a reputation as a rockin' dog.
This is your Hollywood reporter, Dick Kufeld. Let's talk to Jerry Lee Lewis at the MGM Studios in Culver City, California, where Jerry is on stage 2A recording the title song from the new motion picture, High School Confidential. There's a whole lot of shaking going on at MGM while this great balls of fire kid is beating it out with his new High School Confidential song. And here he is, Jerry Lee Lewis.
I just overheard what you said, buddy, and I like it because this happens to be my favorite song.
Oh, Jerry, every singer says that about his latest hit.
Well, I've got to. I just happen to have written this one with my good friend Ron Hargrave, and I hope you and your listeners approve.
I'm sure it'll be another big Jerry Lee Lewis hit. But, Jerry, now that I've got you here, tell us something about the picture High School Confidential.
Well, sir, it's a good one. It's the first high school story that's really been done with class. Lots of suspense. It's based on an actual incident that happened in a high school. It's full of excitement, too. Jazz sessions, drag races, gang fights, the whole bit.
And loaded with stars, I understand.
That's right. Russ Tamblyn, Jan Sterling, Diane Jurgens, Mamie Van Doren, and many more of my favorites.
Hey, Jerry, speaking of favorites, I'm always curious about what recording stars a singer like you has on his A-list. Who's your favorite gal singer, for example?
I love them all, but if I have to be pinned down, I guess Patti Page and Kay Starr is my favorite. I like their style and showmanship very much.
How about male singers?
There are so many good ones that you put me on the spot. But my favorites are those who sang with a beat.
Well, I'm sure that many of our listeners would go along with that, Jerry. Now, how about your favorite type of music?
Well, I must admit, rock and roll has me real gone. But actually, I like all kinds of music. But at the moment, the craze seems to be for a song with a beat. And I believe in always giving the public exactly what they want.
In other words, the customer is always right, huh?
I have to go along with that. Teenagers are very music conscious, and if they like a particular song, you can be sure there's a reason. Like an unusual sound, a clever lyric, or a singer who sings with lots of showmanship. You can't fool the public. If the song has it, or the kids is going to buy it.
Well, Jerry, I know they'll discover all of this in your new recording of the High School Confidential song.
Man, you're really bouncing. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Jerry Lee Lewis. We'll be looking forward to seeing you, Russ Tamblyn, and all the others in your latest teenage motion picture.
High School Confidential.
That's it, Jerry, and good luck.
you wouldn't believe how addictive rock music is. It has made me the man that I am now, divorced, a bit burnt out and cold-hearted. Drugs are not even close when it comes to bad habits. Rock is so infectious. It's not even the lyrics or the people involved or their lifestyles that are addictive. It is the music. It has a drug-like effect. It is a mood elevator. If I want to get amped up, I just turn on a particular album. It also takes one's mind off God. It's the music itself. Now, you put some different words to it, you still have the beat, you still have the music, and it still pulls a man down into his passions and his sins.
Now, they were rocking in the joint, and everybody was rocking with me. Rocking in the joint, everybody was rocking with me. Everybody was a-rockin' but me. Rockin' in the joint, and everybody was rockin' but me. I was standing in the corner wishing somebody rockin' with me. Some was rockin' in, some was rockin' out. Don't know what they were doing, but one of them took the holler out. They rockin' in the joint, everybody was a-rockin'. Somebody rock with me. Rock with me. Ow! Everybody was rocking with me. Standing in the corner, watching for Sarah Lee. They were rocking in the kitchen, rocking in the couch. Don't know what they was doing, don't know what it was all about. They were rocking in the joint, everybody was rocking with me. I was standing in the corner, wishing somebody rock with me. They were rocking in the room, rocking in the hall. Don't know what they doing, but they were having a ball. They were rocking in the joint, everybody was rocking with me. Standing in the corner with somebody rocking me. Big on the rock, 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 everybody. Rock, 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 everybody. Rock, 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 everybody. Rock, 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 everybody. I was standing in the corner, somebody rock with me. Rock with me.
I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
We had a little lamb, a lamb was white as snow. If you want my loving, baby, you better follow me where I go. Tag along, tag along. Pete lost his sheep and don't know where to find them. If you want my hugs and kisses, babe, you better follow right behind me. Tag along, tag along. Ah, oh, tag along. If you want my loving, baby, just tag along. Well, I need your loving, babe. Always be right. You can lie, cheat, steal if you want, but you must love me, dear. Tag along, tag along. Ah, oh, tag along. If you want my love, then baby, just tag along. Jack and Jill went up the hill. Get a pail of water. He'll knock Jack down and he broke his crown, cause he's fooled with the neighbor's daughter. Tag along, tag along. Ah, oh, tag along.
you wanna, but you must love me day and night. Tag along, tag along. Ah, tag along. If you want my loving, baby, just tag along.
The obscenity and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
Yeah.
town. I got the hillbilly blues and I just can't help myself. I got the hillbilly blues and I just can't help myself.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, this is the Hound. And what do we hear? What's going on? We had some Ronnie Dawson bookends is what we had there. That was Hillbilly Blues from his new LP, still a lot of rhythm, still sounding great. And that's exactly what he sounds like. That's what you'll hear tonight at Maxwell's. Before that, we heard Ronnie Dawson back then with Jump and Run. We opened the set up with Rockin' Dog from his new LP. And in between that, we heard Rockin' Count Rockin' Sidney to You and his Dukes with You Ain't Nothin' But Fine, Jerry Lee Lewis with End of the Road, Escarita with Rockin' the Joint, Rocket Morgan with Tag Along, and Huey Smith and the Clowns with You Can't Stop Her, and Gene Summer with Straight Skirt, which Ronnie Dawson waxed. So, you ever run into Gene Summer these days, or?
I haven't seen Gene in a long time. I think he got rich in the real estate business.
Wow, great for him.
Know, but lately, the real estate business there hadn't been that well, so maybe he'll be back in the music business for a while.
Great. Well, anyway, we're just about out of time. So, Ronnie Dawson tonight at Maxwell's with Il Bruch playing a few songs and the world-famous Blue Jays. And do you want anything to say going out to the folks?
Yeah, just thank you for playing the records. I know you play them.
We play them anyway.
Yeah, and I sure thank you and I always look forward to coming.
Well, thanks. Hope to see you again soon in New York. And come out tonight. It's a really great show.
Yeah, folks, come out.
Really.
Far away and fall back.
It's far and away the best entertainment value of your weekend.
A veritable bonanza. Blue Jays sound good, too.
Yeah, the Blue Jays are sounding great these days. And that's it. Laurius is up next. Next week we'll be back. It's Jeff Beck's birthday. Maybe we can,
yeah,
can
so
do
we'll
a yard
breaking a
marathon.
Few copies of Wired.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
That's all you get.